Hey, you want that to go?
That's the takeout counter. It's time for some takeouts on stories we're following today, starting with your media takeout straight from the GE building and the NBC show 30 Rock.
The GE Trivection oven cooks perfect food 5 times faster than a conventional oven because it uses 3 kinds of heat.
That is impressive.
The people upstairs think so. That's why they promoted me. I'm the new vice president of East Coast Television and Microwave Oven Programming.
To which Liz Lemon replies, that sounds like you program microwaves. But the butt of Tina Fey's jokes might have to change as NBC's potential new owners don't make microwaves, they make DVRs. That's Comcast, and they announced yesterday that they've reached a deal for buying a majority stake in NBC Universal from GE for more than $13 billion with a B. Already the nation's largest cable TV operator, this deal could give Comcast control over a major movie studio and dozens of cable channels. We have James Poniewozik, Time Magazine's media and TV critic with us. So James, outside of the Jack Donaghy jokes and Liz Lemon, what else will change for TV viewers of NBC with this deal?
Well, if the deal goes through, it's not necessarily going to change what you're seeing on TV. What the deal is really aimed at is changing how you see TV. It's changed. It's aimed at the ways that that's already changing, and at working at getting at the different ways that you're going to pay for watching TV in the future.
See, I'm already one of the people who doesn't bother turning on the television as much. I watch television shows on Hulu and on the internet and on Netflix. So,
yeah.
So they're already envisioning a person like me.
They're hunting for you. Yes,
oh,
exactly, Todd. Because right now, when you watch a show on Hulu, you're watching it for free. You're probably watching it with far fewer commercials right now than you get on broadcast television.
Although they're hard to mute, yeah.
Yeah, and the people who make the show on NBC are not getting as much money off of it. Comcast, which is, you know, a cable provider, and they also have arms in online video and so forth, they're working at monetizing all the various angles from which people are getting TV now and trying to find ways to pry a buck out of your wallet.
So you see this more about the pipe, the cable line, the fiber optic line into my house than about the content on NBC.
It's about the pipe, and it's about the fact that TV is not just something that you watch on a box in your living room anymore. It's something that you get on your iPhone, on your computer, and so forth. And like anybody who works in media, you know, Comcast and the TV networks are trying to find a way to get from the current business model, which is going away, to the next one, whatever that's going to be.
All right. AOL and Time Warner tried it once. Now Comcast and NBC are trying it. James Poniewozik, Time Magazine's media and TV critic, thanks for joining us.
Okay, now the takeaway from a sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So, Ibrahim, give me 2 games that people should watch this weekend if they're going to watch football.
Here we go. So, Minnesota Vikings, who are 10-1, are going to be playing the Arizona Cardinals, who are 7-4. This is a possible preview to the NFC Championship game. That's a must-watch. Number 2, the Tennessee Titans, who are 5-6. They've won 5 in a row after losing 6 in a row. That's never been done before in the NFL. And the Colts, who have won 5 games that they lost, that they were down in the fourth quarter, and that's never been done in the NFL. They're playing against each other. They're both hot teams. That's a game to watch.
Okay, but a lot of people were watching the Jets last night who actually won.
They did win. They won 19-13, and it was a great game. They lost their quarterback, Mark Sanchez, because he did a dumb play and didn't slide. However, it was the first game. It's an interesting little trivia. It was the first football game played in Canada since Damon Duval kicked the game-winning field goal from Montreal over Calgary in the Grey Cup.
Wow. Okay, so a trivia question about the Jets is, do you know where they do their spring training?
At Hofstra.
They do their spring training at Hofstra University. They may be the only football team using that field in the future because we have this announcement that Hofstra University is killing its football program. They say they cannot afford the football program anymore.
And they said it is low interest. It's also the second team in that same, the Colonial Athletic Conference, Athletic Association, the CAA, the second team in about 2 weeks that has canceled their program. Northeastern canceled their program as well. Now, check this out. In that division of football, what used to be called 1AA, the championship series, 4 out of the 8 remaining teams in the country come from that same conference. It's one of the strongest conferences in the United States. Marquise Colston, who's the number one wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints, went to Hofstra University. Wayne Krabet, who was a Jets wide receiver, went to Hofstra University. This is a great loss.
You remember we had this conversation a few weeks ago about the complaint from colleges and universities that their athletics programs are draining the resources of the university. Are we going to see more universities taking these kind of steps?
It's quite possible, and I think that every 2 or 3 years you see teams that threaten schools that threaten it, and boards come together and say this is costing us a lot. There's also something to say about the fans in the the students at the university for not supporting the teams.
Absolutely. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks.
All right, our last takeout comes from you, our listeners. Yesterday, President Obama held his job summit, of course, and we here on The Takeaway, we had our own kind of a job summit with you, the listeners. While the president had economists and business leaders and union leaders to give him advice, we wanted your advice. Marguerite said she's a retired professor of social welfare. She emailed us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. What we need is a huge public works and human services jobs creation program on the order of the New Deal. Yes, we'll have temporary deficits, but people who are working will be able to make purchases and pay for their rent or mortgages. There were others, though, who were just looking for a solution to a very personal problem, finding a job.
This is Jeff Houston. I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I did retool. I went to the railroad school in Kansas City, and the economy went in the tank right after I graduated from the school, and I've never worked for the railroad, so it just depends on what you do to retool.
Jeff called us at 8778-MY-TAKE. So if you can't find a job near you, what about bringing yourself to the job? We asked, how much were you willing to change your life for a new job? And Michelle emails us, I just moved my entire family from the San Francisco Bay Area to Michigan for a great job. People keep asking why I would do such a thing, but for us it means better public schools, greater financial stability, a bigger house, and no earthquakes.
Well, that's congrats to Michelle. Hopefully your kids will learn to love a Midwestern winter. Ariel, a 23-year-old from Miami, writes, I just graduated from a 5-year neuroscience program in Boston, and I haven't found anything for the last 7 months. I've sent out at least 150 applications in the last 5 months. Now I'm going to South Africa to follow my dream to do a research job.
What about you? How far would you move for a job, and how much are you willing to change your life to get work? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE. Or shoot us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. Coming up, disputes between the Congressional Black Caucus and President Obama's White House administration came to a head yesterday over, guess what? Jobs.